And Krishna consciousness already entered into the Rahasya. And I think so. We have some pollution in religion, but that not really come to Rahasya. That hope coming through this thought, this theory, because they are starting from Harinam Sankirtan, but not with so many Vedic practices. Vedas, there are so many rules and regulations given for upliftment of the conditioned souls. But in this age of Kali Yuga, very little applicable that practices. In the Veda, they are varnashram, under guidance of Manu Sanghita. Rules and regulations, Vedic culture, it is running in India. The varnashram system is not bad. That is very good for conditioned soul. Varna means a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Andhaja, etc. And ashram means spiritual status. It is Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. It's like a staircase to go upward, but everything coming from the wills of Lord Krishna. Krishna himself told in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Ye Chaturvarnam Maya Sistam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. I divided this fourth division. I make it. But that arrangement is done through gun and karma. Gun means quality and karma means their activity. Brahmins have some quality, samadama, tapasaucha, etc. Kshatriyas have some quality, Vaishya and Shudras have quality. It is written in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Like that, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, that also organized by Lord Wills. And you read maybe the 10 kinds of offenses in Padma Purana. When I am initiating, I am giving that list to everyone. And there, one item is Shuchi Shastra Nindanam. That means it is offense to abuse the scriptural advice to the jiva souls. What is descending as law from the Lord, that must be honorable and honored by everyone. But in this age, proper Vedic practitioner is very rare. Then, Vedic practicing process, Bhagavan, Lord Krishna make very simple for this age only. That is, through Sankirtan, everything jiva soul will get good result. We are in India seeing so many spiritual sacrifices they are following. But following for what? For Sargoloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, Satyaloka. Extremely, they are falling for Nirvishesh Brahmaloka. But Brahmaloka's position is not playful of Lord Krishna. They are all merging and almost demolishing. Demolished. But if we realize, we can see the form of Brahmaloka, it is effulgent of Parabrahma. Parabrahma means transcendental world, effulgent of sun. We are from here observing, but we cannot enter into the sun because there is so extreme heat, always giving light and effulgent coming through that. Then, final decision of Vedas come this way. We can meditate the Lord's abode, Lord's pastimes, everything. But entering that conscious world, and some higher scriptures told, Jyoti Rubbantari Rupam Aturam Shyama Sundara. That effulgent as Brahmaloka, inside there, playful Lord playing with his paraphernalia and associates. The Vedic research knowledge said, this is where we are living. It is one Brahmanda, universe. Like millions of universes existing in that environment. That is 1/4 of the whole creation. Three kind of power working. Power and powerful. Powerful is Lord Sri Krishna, and power is energy. That energy fully manifested as Chit Shakti, as Jiva Shakti, as Maya Shakti. And this world, not only world, this type of universes, so many, it is existing within Maya Shakti. In the middle living Jiva Shakti, and over the Jiva Shakti there is living God's abode, transcendental abode, and there are so many transcendental abode within that part of 3/4. We know that's name as Vaikuntha Lok, as Parabrahma Dham, as God's so many manifestations, as Ram, Nisimha, Vamana, etc. That about living within that part. Actually, we cannot conceive that, we cannot think that, we cannot adjust within our knowledge. And it is impossible for the Jiva soul to think that, but it is existing. And we have the opportunity to proceed that about because we are manifested from the middle part of marginal potency. When marginal potency activated, they all Jiva souls, they are coming out and seeing the lightful place, transcendental place, then they are going naturally to the light. Some unfortunate souls, they are looking opposite side, where is the illusory environment is playful. That's called Maya Lok. Maya Lok means illusory environment. Then, when jiva souls jump into the maya, and maya catching them, there are so many things they are getting, temporary pleasant life also is living there. Ahar, nidra, bhoy, indriya tarpan means enjoyment, everything. They are also temporary, they are getting. And again, taking birth and death. It is nature of creation, the maya look. And at present we are there, unfortunately. But for them, this arrangement made by Lord, the Vedic knowledge and system, if we follow that procedure, we can get relief from this illusory environment and can enter into the transcendental abode of Lord. From here, for proceeding the transcendental abode, no other way. But it's simplified by the Lord, given His extraordinary mercy to us. That mercy comes through His own Divine Self, transcendental divine form of Lord, that is Harinam, Sankirtan. Then Vedic literature followers, knowledge followers, they are getting upliftment step by step. But for this age of Kali Yuga, this arrangement made by Lord as elevated, because by the illusory environment, the jiva souls almost invalid cannot do Vedic practices properly. For them, this system as an elevator very much helpful for us, because it is transcendental vibration form of Lord. Then if we will get through the faith and love and affection, it will reveal in our heart and we will get the transcendental power to get the liberation from this illusory position, and we can enter into the transcendental abode of Lord. Here we are suffering from death and birth, happiness and sadness, so many things. But they are transcendental abode. All is the beautiful, ecstatic, and life is so happy life. Nothing they are unpleasant and nothing they are unhappiness. I cannot be fully express that Lord's abode in English, because I am very poor in English. But Srimad Bhagavad Gita, some identity given, and Brahma Sangita, there is full knowledge given about the transcendental world. And you are so fortunate that at present you have got that Bhagavad Gita in Russian language, and many books also you have got in Russian language about that transcendental world knowledge. If you read that with faith and attention, love and affection, you must be benefited. I only cannot say if it is you do. That is my request to you all. You do this. You read it. Then you will get that knowledge about transcendental world, not only knowledge of spiritual world, everything will come to you.